One of the issues that has long blocked an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord is the fate of Palestinian refugees, those who fled or were expelled in the 1948 war that created Israel. These refugees and their descendants now number more than 3.5 million. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, Palestinian leaders say the refugees have to be given the choice of returning to land that's now a part of Israel. But Israel says that can never happen.
In the concrete block houses of the Hussein refugee camp in Amman, Jordan, families remain grouped according to the villages they fled. They carefully preserve disintegrating deeds to farmland, rusted keys to what they remember as graceful stone houses. Yet, like many here, 71-year-old Helmi Harwali seems amused when asked if he thinks he'll ever return to his parents' town near Tel Aviv. Yeah.
No.
There is no space for me there now. Not in this
house. It's full now. There is no space for me.
Harwali says he knows Israel tore down thousands of Palestinian homes and moved Jewish families into those still standing. Plus, he says, I don't even speak Hebrew. After 50 years, he says, the atmosphere and situation there is completely different. I think I'm better off here. It is assumed most refugees would not return, even if they could, opting instead for compensation or resettlement elsewhere. But there are plenty who say they would go back. In the West Bank city of Nablus, refugee rights activist Hussam Khader says no one can relinquish his internationally sanctioned right to return, not even Yasser Arafat. Khader has no illusions about moving back into his grandmother's house in Jaffa, but he's ready to accept something nearby and become an Israeli citizen.
Yes, believe me. And we learn by heart a Palestinian saying, which is, even if all people died and only one woman survived, her children will return back to their home.
Palestinians say returnees could move into the empty spaces between Israeli cities, even onto the land of destroyed Palestinian villages, now planted over with pine trees. Analyst Ghassan Khatib says it's perfectly feasible. One need only look back at how Israel settled 1 million Russian immigrants in the early 90s.
From our experience in seeing how much Israel efficient in absorbing Jewish immigrants, we feel that there is a real possibility to absorb substantial numbers of Palestinians who should have more priority than Russian immigrants in coming back to their homeland and to their properties.
But that's missing the point, says Galia Golan of the Israeli group Peace Now.
The issue of the right of return goes to the heart of the conflict, and it is the issue of Zionism, plain and simple. Do the Jews have a right to a state?
Peace Now has long championed the struggle for Palestinian self-determination. But Golan says that must not come at the expense of the Jewish state. Israel already has a 20% minority of Palestinian citizens. A mass return, she says, would be national suicide.
It would simply create a binational state. And in fact would make us into a minority very soon, in any case, make us into a minority in our own country. And the whole point of Zionism was that Jews would no longer be a minority, live as a minority, but would have the right to self-determination, would live in their own state.
Hussam Khader agrees that's the price Israel would pay, but he dismisses Zionism as a racist ideology. When pressed, Khader and other Palestinians say there are two conditions under which they could be convinced to delay, some even say compromise, the right of return. One, on principle, Palestinians want Israel to admit it bears some responsibility for the refugees' plight. And two, they want Israel to completely withdraw from all the land it occupied in 1967, including East Jerusalem. Neither is being offered in President Clinton's peace package. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.